Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While all the media coverage locally over Dr. Nasser's sexual assaults and nationally over the sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh during his Senate confirmation process over his Supreme Court nomination was well-deserved and appropriate, there is an unintended consequence of an important news story that totally disappeared. In this election cycle, as I have mentioned before, what I think should be the number one issue being discussed by politicians and bureaucrats and by candidates seeking office is the massive extent of unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits and Social Security and Medicare. By my calculations, the net present value of these unfunded liabilities at the federal, state, and local government levels may already be close to $100 trillion. That amount is about 5 times America's annual gross domestic product. It is a financial hole so massive that it will never be possible to pay off in dollars of current purchasing power. This financial crisis is already inflicting pain in government budgets across this nation. Government employees have started to see pay cuts and jobs eliminated. Retirees are at risk of not receiving all of their promised benefits. Taxpayers are being hit with higher taxes. Every consumer is suffering as the purchasing power of their dollars continues to decline as a result of the federal government's inflation of the money supply. In short, every person in America has a stake in how governments are going to react to this looming catastrophe. Political candidates need to be pressed for their position of how much financial pain each category of stakeholders will suffer. Unfortunately, the political candidates have been able to avoid discussing this subject because the media's attention was devoted elsewhere. I'm sure the candidates don't mind, as the last subject they would want to discuss is how they will allocate the financial pain among voters, where no one will be happy. In the few weeks left before Election Day, I hope that the media can focus on reporting on how each candidate for office stands on resolving this massive financial crisis. That's it for now. Come back Thursday for a bonus edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.